President Donald Trump campaigned on a promise of heightened border security and a call for far more resources dedicated to the Mexican border. 1 year in, his administration has increased the number of deportations of people living illegally in the U.S., while arrests on the border have dropped. I'm joined now by KJZZ's Michel Marisco from the Fronteras desk to discuss these numbers. Hey, Michel.
Hey, good morning.
So what is happening at the Arizona border? Are arrests at the border down here as they are nationally?
They are. It's a really interesting dynamic right now. I'll paint you a quick picture. In 2000, at the height of illegal immigration into the U.S. through Arizona, we had nearly 500,000 people trying to cross through this Arizona border. Right now, we're at 38,000. We haven't seen a number this low in 25 years, possibly longer, here at the Arizona border.
Is this administration going after fewer people than previous administrations did? I mean, is it a matter of actual resources at the border? Is it a matter of people listening to what the president says and not wanting to take their chances?
So there's a few things at stake here. You know, part of it is immigration from Mexico has been in a reverse immigration. That is to say, more people leaving than trying to come in for a number of years now. Economies have shifted. Also, technology has gotten a lot better. You know, we're talking about a time now when the U.S. Border Patrol is deploying small, inexpensive drones to help with technology. Back in the day, this was something that would take years to develop, and there would be two drones. Now there's small handfuls of them. Towers, you know, these digital towers, these digital border walls, as I always think of them, that have been erected along the Arizona border. A lot of this has changed, you know, human dynamics, engineering dynamics. It's a very different time at the Mexican border. Now, all that said, this administration is indeed going after people living here in the country illegally. And now I'm talking, of course, about interior enforcement, which is a whole nother ballgame.
So it sounds as though it is maybe more difficult to try to cross into the U.S. illegally, but it also sounds like there might be less incentive for people to try to cross into the border illegally.
Less incentive. There's definitely a harder tone to how deportations are conducted now, as opposed to, say, under the administration of Barack Obama, or when Immigration and Customs Enforcement first started under President George Bush. When you look at, for example, right now, interior removals are up 25%. That is to say that the Trump administration, in its first 8 months in office, removed more people living here illegally than the same time period of the past two President Obama years. It's always a good metric to measure these up from month to month and year to year, as opposed to an entire administration, because those flows change so much. But here, what's really been happening is they've been going after immigration violations a lot more liberally than previous administrations did. And that is to say, people who haven't per se committed a felony or a misdemeanor in a criminal justice sense, they created an administrative issue by crossing the border illegally. Beyond that, they didn't have a criminal record. Those arrests of those people and then their subsequent removal are up by nearly half.
So with that increased focus on interior enforcement and deportations of people living in the country illegally, Michel, what are you anticipating moving into the new year?
2018 is going to have to define a lot of different dynamics for the Trump administration when it comes to immigration. It's going to have to decide whether or not it's actually going to go after cities that put up a stand against helping the federal government enforce immigration laws. Cities like San Francisco, some more gentle touches like Tucson. At the same time, the administration is really under the gun to come through with its promise to hire in those 10,000 new immigration and border agents. 2018 is going to have to be the year that they do this. And then, of course, there's that wall. It's being tested right now in San Diego. The prototypes are up, But now 2018, people are going to expect to start seeing that wall actually going up along the border. What that means for interior enforcement is going to count on a number of different varieties of issues: economies in Mexico, economies in Central America, political stability, I'm talking Honduras and El Salvador here. And of course, the administration is going to have to go after people living in the country illegally, and it's going to have to decide whether it's going to continue with these policies or it's going to shift and take another tone.
All right. Certainly plenty, of course, to watch in the new year. That's KGZZ's Michel Morisco in Tucson. Michel, thanks a lot. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.